We are in a changing world. When we look around us, everything is changing all the time. And mostly that's physical. The things are changing. But the change that I'm talking about this morning is change on the inside. Change that takes place on the inside that will cause us to have many times a different outlook in life. Maybe the way you look at God needs to be changed. Maybe you have a healthy way of looking at God. But I want you to know that if you have a healthy way of looking at God, you can still have a more healthy way of looking at God. You can know more about God that will allow you to see Him in a light maybe that you've never seen Him before. And when you have a healthy outlook of who God is, you can't help but get to want to know Him better. You can't help but want to be drawn closer to Him. Jesus said, "No one comes to me unless the Father draws him." You see, there's some things that God demands when we come into the kingdom of God. And one of the things that He demands is that people change. Things change. Whatever we start out with should become greater, should become better. Isaiah tells us to dig deep again into the wells of salvation. The joy of our salvation can be experienced again every day. The joy of our salvation can come alive again within us if we will take the time to think about how awesome it has been to enter into the kingdom of God and have God as our Redeemer, the one who brings us salvation. As we think about that, the joy of the Lord can be stirred up within us again in order to want to know Him better, and the zeal of the Lord will be there. Following God is an awesome, awesome, awesome privilege, and there is benefit for it in every area of life. Doesn't make any difference what you enjoyed before you decided to follow God. Once you start to follow Him, if you will give yourself to Him, to His principles, I guarantee you, you will be in the best possible position that you could be in to have the greatest life that you could possibly have upon this earth. Now, one of the things that God wants us to do is shift and change and grow. And growth always demands change. Always. You cannot grow without changing. And if we'll feed our heart, if we'll feed ourselves with the Word of God, with what God says, then we will change to experience a greater dimension of the fullness of life. We must be willing to let go of people around us who don't want to change. You can't have a real close relationship with someone if they are totally happy and content with the status quo in their lives. One of the first things we experience as a people of God, as people even coming to Christ, the first thing we experience is His grace. His grace, His unmerited favor that can take us into the kingdom of God. He chooses to forgive us. He chooses to have Jesus' blood wash away our sin. Listen to the scripture in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 8. "For by grace you have been saved through faith. It is not of ourselves, it is a gift of God." By grace you are saved through faith. And the Lord Jesus Christ extends His grace toward us, and He says, I'm happy to do that. In fact, I've paid the price. I've died on the cross so that you might be able to have your sins forgiven. And that, my friends, is grace. That is the grace of God that releases us from the death that sin produces in our lives. Every one of us has to have our sins paid for, and I thank God that Jesus has done that for us. We have to realize we cannot do it without God. We absolutely cannot do it. It is not possible for you and I to walk a life that is pleasing to God outside the body of Christ, outside being born again, outside without the help of God's grace upon our lives. We cannot do it. It's impossible. That's the first thing that we must come to, have an understanding that we can't do it without Jesus. And if we want to live a life pleasing to God, then we come and ask for the grace of God in order to empower us to do that. We must strive to make a difference, to change. It's not good enough as long as you know that there's more transformation that can take place in your life. Jesus sets a choice before us this morning. Are we willing to change and run with Him? Or are we willing to, or do we want to stay the same? Thinking we can maintain our position in Christ. It's almost like you're at a stalemate. And I believe this morning the Holy Spirit is talking to us and saying, will you make some decisions this morning that will cause you to run toward Jesus like you never have before? I believe he's speaking to us, giving us this opportunity to respond to what the Lord said when he said, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose, make a choice, respond to what I'm setting before you this morning. Choose life.